This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, January 17th. God's word for you today is Time Up. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 126, verse 1 to 2. And it says, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them." The first significance of ingathering is harvest. With the Jews, in the agricultural year, the things that are not brought in during the ingathering rot. But for us, spiritually, the things that are not brought in during the ingathering are stored. What does this mean? It means that when you get the understanding of ingathering, you enter into it as we are in this season. Not only will God release to us the outstanding blessings of 2022, but God will also release to us the outstanding blessings we did not take in 2021, 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010, and to the day we were born. When it is not taken in the physical, agriculturally, it rots. But when it is not taken in the spiritual, it is stored. Beautiful. I believe that when some people get to heaven, they will weep because they will see what could have been theirs on earth that was stored in heaven. I pray that when we show up in heaven, we would have received everything that should have been ours, that the warehouse in heaven will be empty. They will say that we are very special people because we collected everything. It begins to make sense when the scriptures say in Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. If it was an ordinary blessing, they will not have been amazed. It was an unexplainable blessing. But even beyond that, beyond God bringing in the outstanding blessings of years past, if you will believe it and release your faith, the outstanding blessings of years that we have lived and things that we have lost or have not received, God can and will bring in the outstanding blessings, not just of when your life began, but of the ones your father, his father, and his father's father's father worked for and did not get. That is what happened to the Jews when they were leaving Egypt. God told them to go to the Egyptians and collect their gold because it was not for the Egyptians. Their fathers had worked for it and they were not paid, but it was payback time. I believe very strongly in my spirit that for some people, it is payback time today. However, there is another dimension to this. Some fathers have eaten what their children should eat. They have used the glory of their children and their children's children. They did it deliberately because they are occultic. Ingathering for such people means everything that has been taken from you by your fathers will be restored to you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I declare that it is payback time for me of everything that has been stolen from me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.